Mass murders, they happen everywhere, it seems. Most recently in New Zealand, terrible tragedy, 49 people last count at least, and you have Brazil, Norway, America, Canada. It happens everywhere. Wherever there's gun deaths, the liberals, of course, want gun control. They want to take all of the guns away from everyone who didn't do it. All of the same people, because you can't be sane when you're going out killing so many people, okay? But whenever there's gun deaths, I carry a gun more often in the United States because some crazy guy might start shooting up a restaurant or something. And you want to be ready for it. It's funny how we all think differently. I mean, the left thinks, take all the guns away from everybody, as I've said, and people like me think, let's carry a gun more often because it's not safe out there. My wife and I went to church just the other day, and I carried a gun. I mean, some crazy guy's going to walk into the church. This was a day or maybe two after what happened in New Zealand, and I mean, it's a Protestant church, and I thought, well, maybe today somebody's mad at Protestants. I mean, you know what? You got to be ready. Kind of think of an airbag in a car. I mean, when is the last time an airbag exploded in your face? Or mine? It never has happened, but it's sure nice to know that it's there if I'm in a position or in an accident, and boom, could save me. It's kind of like a gun. A gun can save you. You should treat it like an airbag. You should think about it like an airbag and get over all this other stuff. If you don't like a gun, don't buy one. If you do like a gun and you want to be in a position of, you know, be in charge, go buy one. New York Governor Cuomo, he's a commie, this guy. I mean, you know, this is what he says. How ludicrous, how crazy is President Trump when he says the teachers should be armed? Really? He said the teacher is a good person and a bad person comes into the classroom and now there's going to be a shootout in the classroom if the teacher's armed? That is crazy. I mean, really, really ludicrous and crazy. This is what he says, right? I mean, he mocked any suggestion of allowing teachers to be armed to defend themselves and their students. Well, let's have a moment of silence for that one. I get it, Governor, you don't like guns. I guess you don't like kids either. I mean, you need to be in a position that you can protect people. Good people don't do bad things. You know how many NRA people murdered somebody yesterday? How about none? I mean, come on. I mean, teachers in some places, I know in, I think it's North Carolina, have a 5% raise more than other teachers if they'll take all the proper courses and carry a gun. I mean, I carry a gun all the time and nobody even knows I carry a gun because if some nut job comes up, guess what? It's kind of the great equalizer. Boomity boomity boom boom. Goodbye. Bad guy. And I mean, and you got a governor saying, no, come on, I want signs up that advertise that we're a gun-free zone and that we're dumb. Boy, oh boy. Trump, he knows his stuff. I mean, his attitude is interesting. I you know what? He's not the best messenger, but he's got the best message. He certainly does. And he's creating jobs for Americans. You got Chrysler now, they're reopening a big plant in Detroit, investing $1.6 billion. And what is that? I know. Hang on. Here it is. 6,500 new jobs. And that's in response directly to the tariffs that is bringing manufacturing jobs back. And you watch Detroit. Detroit used to be 2.2 million people or something. And I think last I heard it was 700,000 people. Lots of empty buildings. Some people have been going there for the last 2 years since Trump got elected. And they're buying property because you can buy houses there for $5,000, lots, and you can buy big empty buildings for nothing. You can buy high-rise buildings for like, you know, 50 grand. I mean, it's quite incredible, right? That's changed now over the course of the last 2 years. Trump's going to put them all back to work. You're soon going to see Detroit rocking again, in my humble opinion. We got some left-wing students here who are blaming, Clinton, the Clinton girl. They're blaming her for the terror attack at Christchurch in New Zealand because she condemned somebody for doing something. Really, it's her fault? That's interesting because everything, including World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and everything else, has always been Trump's fault. Kind of interesting to see that now they're turning on a Clinton. I don't get any of that. I can fix this border problem in the U.S. because I know stuff. I'm much smarter than I look, okay? Let me share with you. What you do is you redeploy all of the people that are down at the border, you know, those tens of thousands of guys with the guns and everything else. You don't redeploy them. You send them home. You don't need them anymore. What you do now is you go to U.S. businesses, apartment owners, and restaurants, and you say, look, Brian, me, told us one day that when he went to a hotel to get a room, he had to show his ID, right? Or they wouldn't give him a place to sleep. So now we're going to extend that, and you can't get an apartment. You can't eat in a restaurant. You can't do any of that stuff unless you have ID to show that you're an American citizen. Kind of simple. All of a sudden, those people that are coming over, tens of thousands of them every hour now because the borders are unguarded. They can't eat. They can't get a job. And a worker, or an employer, rather, if you hire a worker who's not an American citizen and you get caught, you get 20 years in jail. Boom. That's a deterrent, kind of, sort of. And likewise with apartments and likewise with restaurants, you got to show who you are. I know that sounds Hitlerish. I get it. But maybe it's time. I mean, let's work from within. Why do you have all these guys walking up and down the border every day? Let them come in and then act accordingly. And then arrest them, put them in the park, big camps, and give them a tent, give them a craft dinner meal or something, I don't know. Load them up in a truck and send them home. Oh, wiser advisor. Hey, y'all come back tomorrow. See ya.